Lord Jesus Christ.
The advances in modern medical science never cease to amaze me. Many illnesses and conditions that once were thought to be incurable can now be cured, alleviated, or managed to such an extent that the patient can enjoy a vastly improved quality of life. Of course, this is not possible in every circumstance of pain or injury. For example, the pain and hurt caused by abuse or neglect affect some people as long as they live. The stress and ill health caused by poverty, lack of education, and in some countries, natural disasters may require many years of unlimited support, effort, and finance to enable healing and wholeness to take place. It is not surprising that, as well as medical intervention, some sufferers look elsewhere for help. Some look to folk medicine for remedies, which they add to those offered by doctors, nurses, counsellors, and therapists. Some of these remedies are hundreds of years old. For example, some are associated with holy wells and the trees which grow beside them. In Ireland and countries around the world, it was thought that washing in the water in the well would cure the sufferer. The person would dip a piece of cloth in the well water and bathe the affected part with it. The cloth would then be attached to a branch of the tree, indicating that the illness or complaint had been left behind. About 3 years ago, when I was taken to visit one of these trees, I discovered that it is not only cloth that is attached to the branches, but memorial cards, crisp packets, plastic bags, and toys. Throughout his earthly ministry, Jesus spent a great deal of time attending to people who were sick in body, mind, or spirit. Some came for personal healing, while others came on behalf of a family member or a friend. All believed in his ability to heal and the power he had to change their circumstances. In today's reading from John's Gospel, there is just a hint of folk medicine in the method Jesus used to heal the man who had been blind from birth. He made a paste using clay and his own spittle and put it on the blind man's eyes. We may be repulsed by the thought of having someone's spittle rubbed on us, but at the time of this miracle, it was believed that the spittle of a distinguished person had curative properties. Of course, the gospel story tells us about more than the blind man's condition. It tells us about the prejudice and bewilderment and misunderstanding of his family and neighbours, and the resentment of the Pharisees. It wasn't just the blind man who needed to be healed, for we know that negative thinking, resentful attitudes, and the misinterpretation of events can all result in fear and tension and mistrust, which bring their own psychological consequences. If we are honest, we have to admit that, like the people in the gospel story, there are people in our society with illnesses, disabilities, or afflictions which make many of us feel uncomfortable or even judgmental. The Bible, and especially the Gospels, tell us that Jesus came to demonstrate that God's love is about healing people and giving them a better quality of life, and not about condemning them, even though that may be what they deserve. Today is Mothering Sunday, the day when mothers are honoured for the love and security they give their children. Jesus once described himself as being like a mother hen who shelters her chicks under her wings. Like a caring, compassionate mother, he wants to protect us and give us the spiritual, emotional, and physical care we need when times are difficult. His presence in our lives may not make our pain and hurt disappear instantly, but the knowledge that he is with us can bring us comfort and encouragement and hope